The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, we had two Monday Night Football games, and both of them ended up being duds. And one was a complete blowout. The other one was just a field goal fest. So we'll talk about the lowlights here, because they were definitely not good games at all. But the Minnesota Vikings killed the Chicago Bears 30-12. It was just absolute Vikings all night. They dominated in all ways, shapes, and forms as they normally do. Defensively, offensively, they just made it a really rough night for Caleb Williams. And then the other game was the Atlanta Falcons versus the Las Vegas Raiders. Atlanta held on for a 15-9 win. But yeah, this was pretty much all field goals all night. It was just a terrible game. And then it was just announced today that the Falcons are going to bench quarterback Kirk Cousins and start rookie Michael Penix Jr. this weekend, which I feel like we all kind of saw that coming here, because Cousins has been he hasn't had a good season overall, but these last four or five games have just been terrible for him. So now they're just going to throw in Penix, because, I mean, Atlanta's still in the playoff hunt, so they could definitely use the wins. I doubt they're going to be a team that's going to make any noise, but they, as a team, of course, still want to win that division, and they've got a shot at it. And I guess they feel that Penix Jr. is going to be the guy to give them that shot. So Cousins is benched officially. So that is how that game went. So let's get right into the top 10 NFL power rankings for this week, and really just not a whole lot of movement. We do have one new number one this week. And we might as well just get right into it, and that is the Buffalo Bills. They are 11-3 on the season, and it's really not only did they beat the Detroit Lions this week, but they beat them handedly. And they've just really looked like the most complete team. But one thing that they have up on pretty much everybody so far, and I mean, there's still plenty of football left to be played, but so far, the Bills are the healthiest team as far as like having your starters out there, having the majority of your key role players out there. Of course, they've had to battle through their injuries, as every team does, especially at this point in the season. But, I mean, overall, the Bills aren't really missing a key number one guy. But they just look great in all phases of the game. They look great offensively. And Josh Allen is just playing at a whole other level right now, where it just they really look unstoppable. And just the way they completely the score was close against the Lions, but they pretty much demolished the Lions. They really just dominated the Lions in every way, and so the Bills, to me, they are the number one team in the NFL right now. Only falling a spot to number two in my top 10 NFL power rankings this week, the Detroit Lions, overall record of 12-2. And just with them, it's their injuries are now starting to really pile up, and it's really starting to take a toll on this team. I mean, they now lost Montgomery this week. And they lost a couple of other defensive players. They lost a linebacker. They lost this guy in the secondary. And in the secondary, they're pretty much gone. As a matter of fact, the majority of the defense, they're from their game one this season to now, I think nine or 10 of the guys who were starting in game one are injured right now. So is this team going to be able to withstand that? I mean, so far, they actually have been able to every single time these injuries smack them in the mouth, they come right back and get it. And I mean, I still expect the Lions to make a nice playoff run here, and I still expect them to win their division, but they got to keep on winning, because the Vikings are right on their ass right now. But the injuries for the Lions are really piling up, and it actually kind of showed in this Buffalo Bills game. But I will say, offensively, the Lions really had no issues keeping up with the Bills, so that's why you can't really drop them that far, because I still think this team's very good, and I still think they're going to be one of the top championship-level teams this year. Then at number three on my top 10 NFL power rankings are the Philadelphia Eagles. Overall record of 12-2. This is actually the other team that I look at as far as health-wise, you know, the Eagles are one of the healthiest teams as far as their starters go. They pretty much have the majority of all their stars out there and playing at a high level. But they just have their share of drama, and that's just kind of what holds me back from this team. But I honestly would not be shocked to see the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl, which would piss me off, but I just wouldn't be shocked because they just have a whole lot of talent. Saquon Barkley has just been playing out of his mind. We'll see. He did suffer a knee injury in the last game, so we'll see if that, tamps him down just a bit. But, I just kind of feel like the Eagles are probably going to keep on rolling. And that's another team that the Lions have to look out for. You know, the Lions have been rolling all season long. They've been the number one seed, but you've got Philly right up on their ass for the number one spot. But then you also have the Vikings, and I might as well talk about number four on my top 10 NFL power rankings. That is the Minnesota Vikings. Overall record of 12-2. And this is another consistent team, but also healthy. All their top guys are out there. And their offense is just on fire. I mean, we talk about their defense a lot, but offensively, they are really good. And I actually kind of look at the Vikings as a sleeper team. I mean, yeah, they're 12-2, but nobody is really taking them seriously. But I kind of feel like once we hit the playoffs, this could be a team that we see in the NFC Championship game just because a lot of people are overlooking them. But they have so much firepower on offense. Even if you double team Jefferson, you still have Aaron Jones in the backfield. You still have Hockenson at tight end. You still have Addison at wide receiver. So there's a ton of weapons out there even beyond Jefferson. And then defensively, there's just zero questions with them on defense. So I feel like the Vikings could actually be a sleeper team because I feel like most people are going to be counting them out as soon as the playoffs begin. But I personally would not be shocked to see them at least make the Super Bowl simply because they just have a lot of talent and they're healthy. Then at number five on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Kansas City Chiefs, overall record of 13-1. You know, they just keep getting more and more lucky each and every week. They did beat the Cleveland Browns, had the lead the whole way, but I mean, offensively, they are very, very ineffective. They're able to get it going, but and they're able to get the win simply because everybody shits the bed against them. But Patrick Mahomes was running for his life against the Cleveland Browns defense. The Browns defense just had him on his ass. I mean, they even injured him. Looks like he's going to be playing this week. But I mean, even so, is he going to be effective? Because this offensive line is just not doing him any favors. And just his receivers keep dropping passes. And this offense is just very, very stagnant. The defense actually starting to break down as well. The secondary is not what they started out as during at the beginning of the season. But, I mean, overall, they're still 13-1. They're still the number one seed. But we'll see what they've got, especially with this Mahomes injury, if it happens to slow them down a bit. Then at number six on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Green Bay Packers, overall record of 10-4. This team is really dominating the line on the offensive line and the defensive line. This is a strong, tough, stout team. They are really good, and they actually are just getting better and stronger each and every week. They are also getting more healthy every single week. Jordan Love has kind of cut down on the stupid mistakes as of late. Their ground attack is one of the best in the league. Josh Jacobs, he's, I believe, three or four in rushing right now. So he's very consistent, especially once they hit the red zone. And defensively, they are ball hawks, and they are, like I said, they are dominating the line. And when you see a team dominating the line, that means they are probably going to win that game. And that's just what the Packers are doing. They are just dominating everybody they play. And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens come playoff time. I doubt they're going to win the division because the Vikings and the Lions are ahead of them by two games right now. But I mean, anything can happen, of course. But I feel like the Packers are definitely going to be a team you don't want to see right off the bat as a wild card team. Then at number seven on my top 10 NFL power rankings at the Pittsburgh Steelers, overall record of 10-4. TJ Watt, he suffered an ankle injury, and he's the dude. If you don't know the Steelers record, when TJ Watt is out of the game, I believe they have only won once or twice in games that TJ Watt has not played. That is just what a difference maker this dude is, especially on the just defensively. He is such a force. Even if he's not getting a sack, he is making his presence known. So if TJ Watt is out, or even not really playing at a high level, then this team is going to have problems. I mean, as you saw last week, offensively, they kind of went back to typical stagnant Pittsburgh Steelers offense. So they're going to have to rely on the defense. And if TJ Watt is not healthy, this team's going to have problems. Then at number 8 on my top 10 NFL power rankings at the Baltimore Ravens, overall record of 9-5. Lamar Jackson, I think we'd be talking about him as the MVP leader if Josh Allen and Saquon Barkley weren't having such amazing seasons, because out of all the two seasons that Lamar Jackson has won the MVP, statistically, he's better than those two seasons. Right now, he's got 3,580 yards passing. He's about to hit that 4,000-yard mark here. By the end of the year, I mean, I feel like he's going to easily get there. And he's got 34 touchdowns and only 3 interceptions. So he is just having one of the most efficient years a quarterback can have. And then, of course, you got Derrick Henry in the backfield, who's been having a phenomenal year. Defensively, there are some questions in the secondary, and that's pretty much been their downfall. But, I mean, overall, this Ravens team, for a wild card team, this is kind of similar to the Packers, where I'm like, you're a wild card team, and the first team you got to face is the Baltimore Ravens. That's going to be a tough task, even though they're very streaky, very up and down. They're still a powerhouse, and you don't want to face them right off the bat. Then at number 9 on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Houston Texans, overall record of 9-5. They did actually start to get going a bit on offense this week, but they still are very shaky. They still have a lot of issues with that offensive line. It's been a long year for CJ Stroud, nothing like what he had last year. But defensively, this is still one of the best defenses in the league. And we'll see what they got. They are playing the Chiefs this week, and if they end up getting a win over the Chiefs, they definitely could use that. But hopefully they don't shit the bed like everybody else does. But we'll see how well they stack up against the Chiefs, and maybe we'll get kind of a playoff preview here of two teams that have already clinched a playoff spot. But we'll see if the Texans are for real or if they're fake, because I've been kind of feeling like they're a fake team the last month. I've been expecting the Texans to be one of those one-and-done teams where, of course, they were easily going to win their division, but come playoff time, I wouldn't be shocked if they are one-and-done. So this is a good game for them to actually stack up and measure up against the defending Super Bowl champs. And then rounding out the top 10 NFL power rankings this week, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Overall record of 8-6. It's really just Baker Mayfield. This guy has been so good this year and so much fun, at least in my opinion, to watch. I have been loving what I've been watching from Baker Mayfield. On the season, he's got 3,617 yards passing, 32 touchdowns, and 14 interceptions. And I mean, he's just been really directing this offense like no other. I mean, he's had, of course, games where without his two top guys, Evans and Godwin. You know, Godwin's been hurt the majority of the season. Evans has been in and out of the lineup for a few games here and there. And then, of course, Bucky Irving, their rookie running back, has just been phenomenal this year. And then defensively, this is another team where you look at them on the defensive side of the ball, and it's like, they might cause some issues for once playoffs roll around, because I feel like the Buccaneers are easily going to win their division with the way Baker's playing. They really aren't a slouch team. I mean, they beat the Chargers in their home, and they did it handedly. It wasn't really a close game. It was close in the first half, but then the second half, Baker just turned it on, and he was gone. He ran for daylight and never looked back, and that's just kind of what I feel like about the Bucs. It's just been, Baker's been healthy for the most part this season, and he has just been lighting it up and really just been owning this offense. And it's going to be interesting to see if the Bucs make the playoffs, what kind of a team they're going to be once they hit the playoffs, because Baker plays with no fucks given, and that's not a guy you want to see come playoff time. And speaking of the playoffs, let's get into the playoff picture. We had, now we have quite a few playoff spots already clinched in the AFC. All the divisions, well, one division's not spoken for, but I mean, four of the teams have already clinched spots, so there's really only 3 spots left. And then in the NFC, 3 spots have been clinched, so there's about halfway there. The NFC is a little bit more tight than the AFC. I kind of feel like the AFC is set. It's really just a matter of seeding. So let's get right into it. The AFC side here, number 1 seed, of course, is the Kansas City Chiefs. 13-1 record, clinched the spot and clinched their division. Number two seed, the Buffalo Bills, 11-3, clinched the playoff spot and clinched their division. Number three seed, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they are 10-4 on the season. They have clinched a playoff spot, but have not clinched their division as of yet. Number four spot, the Houston Texans, 9-5. They have also clinched a playoff spot and their division. So all the wild card spots right now, number five seed, the Baltimore Ravens at 9-5. Number six seed, the Denver Broncos at 9-5. And the number seven seed, the Los Angeles Chargers at 8-6. And the teams on the outside looking in right now, the Indianapolis Colts at 6-8. Miami Dolphins at 6-8, and the Cincinnati Bengals at 6-8. Then on the NFC side, number one overall seed right now still remains the Detroit Lions at 12-2. They have clinched a playoff spot. Number two seed, the Philadelphia Eagles, they are 12-2 on the season. They have clinched a playoff spot and also won their division. Number three seed, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 8-6. Their division is still up for grabs between them and the Falcons, but it feels like each and every week Tampa's starting to push further and further away from Atlanta at this point. Number four seed would be the Los Angeles Rams at 8-6. They currently hold their division lead with the Seattle Seahawks, Arizona Cardinals, and the Niners with a really slim chance out there for the playoff spot. Number five seed, Minnesota Vikings, they are 12-2 on the season, and they have clinched a playoff spot. Number six seed, the Green Bay Packers at 10-4. Number seven seed, the Washington Commanders at 9-5. And on the outside looking in, we have the Seattle Seahawks at 8-6, Atlanta Falcons at 7-7, and the Arizona Cardinals at 7-7. So there's a lot up for grabs, especially in the NFC. We still have two divisions up for grabs, but we're going to see what we've got as week 16 rolls around the corner. So with that being said, let's get into week 16 and our Thursday night football matchup, which is going to be another good one. We have the Denver Broncos at the Los Angeles Chargers. Right now, the Chargers are a 4.5-point favorite. And, I mean, the Chargers are on a two-game losing streak right now, and the Denver Broncos are one of the hottest teams. I mean, defensively, both of these teams are really good, but Denver on the defensive side of the ball, they are just stout, and they're really getting the job done. The Chargers is the same thing. Their defense is playing great as well, and it really has kept them in games and has actually been the reason why they've won a few games along the way here. But on the offensive side of the ball, Denver's really young. Denver's got a lot of issues. But the Chargers, they have Herbert, who, of course, is playing well. It's just his receivers are not as reliable. There's a lot of drop passes that are happening. And ever since J.K. Dobbins went down, the ground attack has been here and there at times. But since the Chargers are on a two-game losing streak, this is a division matchup. I feel like the Chargers are going to come in ready to win, and they really do need a win. They're barely hanging on to that last wild card spot, so they not only need to beat their division rival, Denver Broncos, just to beat the division rival, but they also really need this to hang on to the playoffs. And this also has playoff implications between both of the teams, just simply because right now the Broncos are the 6th seed, Chargers are the 7th seed. It may or may not make a difference really in that light where you're seated, but I mean, that's really what's at play here. But I do expect it to be a close game, probably come down to a final drive, a last game winning field goal, something of that nature. And I have the Chargers winning this one 24-21. All right, y'all, enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you on Friday.